For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Election day is just around the corner, and Kentucky's two major party candidates for governor recently participated in two debates. Jonice Franklin from member station WFPL talked to our Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Rylan, election day is on Tuesday. Republican Governor Matt Bevin's trying to keep his job. Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear is trying to unseat him. What have the candidates been doing and saying in the final week of their campaigns?
Well, they had their two final debates this week. First, there was the KET debate, which I would say had the most squabbling of any of the debates we've seen so far. Moderator Renee Shaw had to repeatedly get the candidates back on track after they would veer into just non sequitur campaign speeches and attacks on their opponents.
And you said you wouldn't defend it.
You said the 20-week ban on abortion
was unconstitutional, didn't you?
So this clip actually is a pretty good example of what each of these candidates has been trying to do in the final days of the race. Bevin is criticizing Beshear for saying he wouldn't defend the state's new ban on abortions after the 20th week in pregnancy. Beshear is attacking Bevin for the sewer bill. That's Bevin's big pension bill that passed out of the legislature last year, but was ultimately struck down by the Supreme Court. Bevin is trying to stick to the big social issues that have made Republicans so popular in Kentucky in recent years. And of course, he's trying to remind voters of his connections to Donald Trump, who's popular in the state. And Beshear, he's trying to remind voters about the issue that has made Bevin so unpopular, his attempts to tweak pension benefits for state workers on a going forward basis. And I'd say he's trying to pick fights with the governor. He's trying to get the governor to appear combative.
How important is all this last-minute campaigning? Are there people out there still trying to make up their minds this close to Election Day?
You know, I think it's definitely true that most people have made up their minds at this point, but now the game is all about turnout, with a nod to those around 7% of voters who are still undecided. One pretty interesting last-minute campaign issue came up during the final debate at Northern Kentucky University on Tuesday. Out of the gate, the candidates were asked about a huge issue there: how to pay for the reconstruction of the crumbling Brent Spence Bridge that connects Covington to Cincinnati. And Bevin kind of touched the third rail here. He said he'd be in favor of tolling to help pay for that.
You have, with technology, the ability to use variable tolling based on local traffic, through traffic, commercial traffic, private traffic, but there's no way around having some type of tolling on a bridge of this size.
Northern Kentucky is a big Tea Party stronghold. It really helped elect Bevin in 2015, and all eyes will be watching to see if they'll turn out again this time, and tolling is really not popular there. Beshear kind of dodged this question. He wouldn't say if he would be in favor of tolling, only saying that Northern Kentuckians should be the ones to decide.
Also this week, the state Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit against a Lexington t-shirt maker that refused to make t-shirts for the city's Pride Festival. A group had sued the company, saying they violated Lexington's fairness ordinance. What happened there?
This was an unusual ruling. The court really punted on the issue of whether Hands-On Originals had violated the fairness ordinance by refusing to make those t-shirts. They said that the LGBTQ group that had asked the company to make the t-shirts in the first place didn't have proper standing to file a complaint against Hands-On Originals. The court ruled that the fairness ordinance protects individuals, not groups, and because of that, threw the whole legal challenge out and didn't rule on whether the fairness ordinance applied here.
So what's this mean for all the cities that have passed fairness ordinances in Kentucky?
Well, for one, we now know that the state Supreme Court does not think fairness ordinance protect groups. They said it might have been a different story if an individual had filed that complaint against Hands-On Originals. But really, they wouldn't go farther than that. It's another one of these cases where a lot of people would have liked to see how the Supreme Court would have ruled here, but we just didn't get one.
Okay, we've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.